Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we're sitting down with Dr. John McDonald. Dr. McDonald is the chair and associate professor of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology and a practicing physician at University Medical Center, which is operated by the college. He has served as the obstetrics and gynecology director since 2008. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. McDonald.
Thank you for having me.
So today we're talking about polycystic ovary syndrome. Can you tell us what that is?
PCOS is a condition that about 10% of ladies have that relate to elevated levels of androgens, multiple ovarian cysts, and insulin resistance. PCOS can have some pretty significant symptoms for ladies, including growing facial hair, as well as hair on their chest and their inner thighs. It can also cause some balding of the head. And the most significant thing is infertility. It can affect fertility. And we deal with it quite often in our office.
So when patients come to you and they present, what symptoms are they presenting to you? And also, what range of women do you start seeing symptoms?
PCOS can affect any lady of any age, but we usually see it in our younger people. They come in and their most common presenting symptom is irregular periods. PCOS is a condition of elevated androgen levels that cause the patients to not ovulate, and so that significantly affects the monthly cycle and creates irregular periods. So that's usually the most common presenting complaint, but then another presenting complaint is usually infertility. They're having difficulty getting pregnant. So those are really the two things that patients present with.
Can you explain what you mean by androgen levels, and is androgen a hormone?
Yes, androgens are produced in several areas of the body. In the female body, ovaries produce testosterone and estrogen. And in PCOS, testosterone levels tend to be elevated, and that is what causes the hair on the face, on the chest, and the deepening of the voice. With the elevated androgen levels come the other things that affect ladies with PCOS, including insulin resistance, weight gain, irregular periods, and infertility.
So is PCOS curable or treatable? And if you have it, what can you do to help manage the symptoms?
PCOS is not curable. It is treatable. The first suggestion we usually make to patients is to lifestyle modification, diet, exercise, losing weight, because one of the side effects of PCOS is weight gain. So if you can lose even 10 to 15 pounds of body weight, oftentimes some of the symptoms of the PCOS will go away, as well as the infertility issues. Secondly, we would prescribe sometimes a insulin sensitizing agent such as metformin. That's a common medication used in diabetes, because oftentimes women with PCOS will have insulin resistance and some will even have diabetes. So giving them some types of diabetic medications will help oftentimes. For irregular periods, our most common medication is a hormonal option, such as a birth control pill or progestin, that will help regulate the cycle and make it recur every month.
Okay, so when patients do come in, do you take blood work, or how do you diagnose PCOS?
PCOS most oftentimes is diagnosed based on the clinical symptoms and the physical exam. We can actually see from the, if patient comes in complaining of hair on their chin or chest, that kind of thing, that's kind of obvious. But you can do some androgen levels. We often check a follicle stimulating hormone, a luteinizing hormone level. We also check a testosterone level. We also want to rule out other things. We don't want to assume that it's always PCOS. So there are other conditions that create elevated androgen levels, including possibly masses in the belly or masses in the adrenal gland. So oftentimes we'll check some other hormone levels just to rule out some of those other options.
So if you're living with PCOS, what are some important things to remember? Let's say maybe you've been diagnosed with this already and you're going through it. Is there anything you can recommend to make sure that people understand about living with PCOS?
I tell patients to never give up, for one thing. It can be oftentimes be very difficult to treat. Ladies have irregular periods for multiple reasons, so sometimes the diagnosis gets delayed. So I would encourage patients that are struggling with some of these types of symptoms to consult with their OBGYN or their family provider and encourage the provider to maybe check some androgen levels and maybe do an ultrasound of their ovaries, because PCOS, we call it polycystic ovarian syndrome for a reason. It means that the ovaries themselves develop multiple follicles. So an ultrasound oftentimes is used as an adjunct to the androgen levels to diagnose PCOS. And so that I would encourage patients to seek out providers with expertise in the area, either an OBGYN or a family medicine doctor or even an endocrinologist can diagnose this for you.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. McDonald, for sharing this important information. Is there anything else you think our viewers would really need to know?
Patients really struggle with the infertility aspect of PCOS. It can be very frustrating to patients. There are options to treat the ovulatory dysfunction. We have a couple of medications, letrozole and Clomid, that can be used as ovulation induction agents to help patients get pregnant. There's been some recent guidance that has come out from the American College of OBGYNs that has stated that letrozole is superior to Clomid. So if you have been using Clomid and have not been able to get pregnant and you have PCOS, I would encourage the patient to maybe suggest to their provider to maybe switch to letrozole, because there are some statistically significant differences in the pregnancy rates between those two medications.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.